Tune to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and around the world at KDWA.com. This KDWA Meet the Candidate show with Nancy Blanchard has been paid for by the candidate and or by their election or re-election committee, and do not necessarily represent the views of KDWA, our staff, or our employees. And Nancy, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you today?
Good, good, thank you. And thank you for coming in. Before we even got going, I didn't realize that at one point, now I remember, well over 20 years ago,
yes.
You used to be a salesperson here.
I was. It was not the fit for me, but it was fun.
Thank you. And not everybody can be a salesperson.
No.
You know? Just like I could never be an athlete, I'd love to be one and make millions of dollars, mm-hmm. but it's not going to happen.
So. I just enjoyed carrying on personal conversations way too much.
There you go. Well, Nancy, tell us about yourself.
Sure. Well, I was born and raised the fourth of five children in a suburb of Buffalo, New York. I attended Damon College after graduating high school and received a Bachelor in Science and Music Education. My husband and I got married the summer of my junior to senior year in college, which made my senior year very interesting. I not only carried a full load of courses, I also had to prepare and perform for my senior vocal concert because I was a vocal major. Also, I had two part-time jobs and took care of the house and so forth. So it was interesting to say the least, but I made it and graduated. I have had a large variety of jobs over the years, one which we already talked about. And the majority of them, though, were education-focused or related. I am officially retired now, but I do work and have a position at NCCM in River Falls, where I am a Transformation Foundation pastor.
Okay. All righty. Well, what brought you to Hastings then?
Well, it's a real interesting story. And to say complicated as well. We did, New York, begin our family. And after some years, realized we needed to move because there was not employment that my husband could secure. So we ended up moving to Texas with our three girls. Two of them attended the public schools down there, and my husband was employed to learn computers. And that was when they were the great big, they called them Jolly Green Giants, because they filled up an entire room, just one.
And they had the big reel-to-reels on them and the magnetic tape. And
exactly. Now look where we are today.
Yeah. Telephones. We carry them in our pocket. They're mini computers.
Exactly.
For gosh sakes.
Exactly. So as he was working for that company, they sent him to Coke Refinery because Coke Refinery had the computers from the company that my husband was working for. So he'd go up and fix them and so forth. Well, one time Coke kept offering him and wanting him to come and work for them, offering him a job. And he kept saying no, no, no. And then the one time they just offered him something that was too hard to refuse. So back up north we came where, as he said, people talked like we did. And he thought the kids would really enjoy that. By this time we had our fourth child, our son, who was then 3 years old. And so we moved here in 1985.
What is your relationship and history with Hastings, the school district, and our community?
do, of course, like I said, have four children. Mm-hmm. Our oldest daughter was a senior in high school when we moved here, and our youngest, as you know, was 3 years old. Now, our oldest has a very interesting story that I do want to relay. She was only here for 5 months of her senior year, and she definitely wanted to go back to Texas to graduate, so they required her to be there in March and attend in order to graduate in May. So that's why only 5 months. But her story is that in those 5 months, she learned more in the Hastings School District than she had all 4 years in Texas. So I'd say that's quite an accolade to Hastings at that moment in time. Our other three children all had excellent experiences to their stories. Our second daughter, Carrie, she graduated went to college for 2 years. She married and is now living with her husband and has seven children. She took clarinet in band, and she was part of the choir and had a wonderful time. Our third daughter, Corinne, played the viola in orchestra, and she was in a string quintet. She was one of four in her graduating class who were tied for salutatorian. Plus, her class had two valedictorians, so they were quite amazing, an amazing class. She went to get her master's degree in education and had a bachelor's in English prior to that, and she received the master's at Drake University in Des Moines, Iowa. She now manages a spiritual retreat and land out in Boulder, Colorado, and lives there with her husband and stepson. Our son, Aaron, graduated from Hastings also, and he married and had four children. Then they moved to North Carolina, where he attended college and is now employed as a chemist. He played trombone in the band and loved it, and he was also a very avid part of the 11th Street Singers for a few years, which he also loved tremendously. You also asked about our involvement in the community. We attended Calvary Church for years. Our youth group there was a very important part of our family. Our children were part of Children's Church. I was part of the worship team and led and were part of Bible studies and other outreaches to our community for over 20 years.
You're listening to Meet the Candidate Show with Nancy Blanchard. This show has been paid for by the candidate and or their election or re-election committee and do not necessarily represent the views of KDWA, our staff, or our employees. Nancy, let's talk about the school board. Could you tell us how can the school board show good leadership in our community?
I'd love to. I believe that with good conduct, working collaboratively as a whole group is a great place to start. And then our ethics need to be conducted with a business in fair and be responsible in the manner in which we handle that. That we need a vision for goals and outcomes and set the course for the district. There also needs to be accountability in our school district as a whole, and we need to be careful of how we are paying attention to the structural part of our community, buildings needs, and also support and communication with vision on all levels.
What do you think are good qualities for a school board member to have?
Well, I think that they need to be able to function as part of a team for sure, believe in the democratic process, are able to make difficult decisions, passionate about public education, and are motivated by the best interests of all students.
Looking ahead, I'm sure you've checked out the job of a school board member.
Yes, I sure have. And it's important to know these things, right?
So, I would say so. I think there's some instances where maybe that isn't the case, but that accountability should come into play then.
Absolutely, right. So I believe that one needs to be ready to carry out the responsibilities for the care, management, and control of the public schools, to develop an annual budget, to set school policies, support the superintendent, and provide direction and oversight to all professions who manage the day-to-day school happenings.
What prompted you to take up this task at this time of your life, running for Hastings School Board?
Well, I have a very interesting and maybe unusual story to some ears. Back in the spring of this year, I was prompted in my heart and heard the voice of the Lord speak to me. I'm a believer, and I believe the scriptures, and the Bible says the Lord is our shepherd, as we know. And also he says, my sheep hear my voice. And all of us can hear his voice. But my experience in the spring was I heard, run for the school board, which I heard very leerily. Yes, I'm like, oh my gosh, what does that mean? But I took it to heart. I had been on vacation with my sisters, and when I came back, I checked into it right away. The site that I found said I needed to have an application in, and the application was 3 pages long online. By that Friday, and this was a Wednesday night, I thought, well, that I'm going to scratch that because there's no way I'm going to get that done by Friday. So I put it on the back burner. I had mentioned to a few of my friends and so forth, but really wasn't focused on running at all. Then in the beginning of August, one of my friends sent me a post that she received that talked all about applying for being a candidate for the school board, and that wasn't due until August, I think it was the 15th. Well, I had a week and a half, so no excuse now. And I'm like, okay, fine. I guess I am supposed to do this. So I applied. And that's pretty much the beginning of that part of the story.
Okay. These sound like very broad and challenging. So how do you see yourself impacting the school board?
Well, I do bring a breadth and depth of perspective because my active roles in engagement and exposure, I have been in a wide variety of educational environments. My entire adult life has been dedicated to educating and raising young people. From being a public school teacher to being a parent in public school to providing private music instruction over the years to founding a preschool and working in early childhood education, as well as working directly with homeschool families administering tests to be sure their curriculum is preparing them to meet the levels of the state requirements. I also was a tutor where I worked with students of varying ability levels. And these opportunities, every single one of them, has had a beneficial impact and has helped me have a view that makes for a positive educational experience for everyone involved. As a teacher, as a parent, as a student, and also being able to put myself in the shoes of each of those stations in life in this process. Essentially, I've also been an administrator, and then I administered my own preschool. I bring the perspective of various educational experiences over time in traditional and non-traditional settings in ways to try and support student success and the recognition of that as a leader, advocating for everyone on the same team so that everyone essentially is pointing to the same goal in education. How we get there might differ and take on different perspectives.
You're listening to the Meet the Candidate show, and our guest is Nancy Blanchard. This is paid for by the candidate and or their election or reelection committee and do not necessarily represent the views of KDWA, our staff, or our employees. Nancy, what do you see as issues to be addressed in our schools and the district?
Well, that's a real big question. There are so many different things that I think could be addressed and focused on. I'm just going to mention a few that have been brought to my attention maybe more succinctly recently. I believe we need to be careful to increase our recruiting and retaining of teachers. We have excellent teachers in this district, and I sure don't want them to leave. We need to build up the trust in teachers and the administration and the community for all that we are doing in the district. To bring focus back on academics and to eliminate classroom distractions and disruptive behavior so that we can give our teachers the space, a place they need to do their job. That's why they are here.
You bet. What would be your biggest accomplishment or objective as a school board candidate when you're elected?
Well, I would hope to raise the integrity of all of the students, as well as everyone in the district. I also hope that to raise the attention of everyone who's able to vote, because I am not in my 20s or 30s, as you have figured out by now, and I do not have any children in this district or grandchildren, but these are our children. They are the ones who will be making decisions for our lives in this community in very short time of years to come. And I believe it's important that they have a really solid education. I'd like to help to create an academically strong system, raising up our students with confidence and excellence. And I do want to try to give the teachers back their rightful space and place to teach.
Okay. Well, we have about a minute left, Nancy, so I want to give you some time to, you know, anything else that you'd like to say to the public. And most importantly, if people want some more information, how can they get a hold of you?
Sure. Well, I am on I have a Facebook page, and that is Nancy Blanchard at ISD200.schoolboard. My webpage is nancyblanchardisd200.com. And my email is nancy.blanchardisd200@gmail.com. And I just want to say one more time, whoever is listening, please vote. It's important.
Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
This Meet the Candidate show with Nancy Blanchard has been paid for by the candidate and or by their election or re-election committee and does not necessarily represent the views of KDWA, our staff, or our employees. This is KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7.
There is